For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. The Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that children born in the U.S. are guaranteed citizenship under the Constitution. Immigration advocates are pleased with the decision, but say the Trump administration's immigration enforcement continues to raise issues. KVCR's Anthony Victoria reports.
President Donald Trump issued an executive order to restrict birthright citizenship at the start of his second term. Lower courts blocked the order, and it was never implemented. Emilio Amaya is with the San Bernardino Community Services Center, who provides legal support to immigrants. Amaya says some of his clients are relieved.
I think people were really happy that at least with this decision, you know, their children are going to be protected by the Constitution.
But some people are concerned the case has damaged civil rights anyway. Alvaro Huerta is with the Immigrant Defenders Law Center, or IMDEF. He worries the issue isn't settled despite the ruling.
Because we know that even though this question is settled and should never have been a question at all, that there are forces out there that are still going to try to create a second-class citizen here.
Huerta says he hopes the ruling will motivate people to fight for the rights. For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria.
Conservative groups are lobbying against a bill in the state legislature that would let undocumented college students in California qualify for campus employment. Cap Radio's Steve Milne reports.
The measure would allow public universities to hire these students for administrative, research, and assistant roles, but critics say that would violate federal immigration law. David Bullock is with a conservative advocacy group called the SFV Alliance.
We do feel that people are here either came through the immigration process with permission, should have first chance, and also people that are citizens should have first chance. This will take these jobs away from those people.
Assemblymember Jose Salache wrote the bill. He says it helps students cover basic living and college expenses.
The rhetoric that we hear from the other side all the time is they have to come to this country and work hard. Well, hell, they are here and they're working hard, and they just want to get paid.
The bill has cleared the Senate Education Committee and moves next to appropriations. In Sacramento, I'm Steve Milne.
California's Department of Motor Vehicles is on track to share driver's license data with a national database. The plan is moving forward despite concerns from immigrant advocates that the information could expose people to deportation. Kari Johnson with our partner CalMatters has the details.
Governor Gavin Newsom signed a state budget on Monday that designates $55 million to fund the data sharing plan. Lawmakers had previously refused to approve the initiative, but conceded after certain guardrails were built into a companion measure. The system will share part of drivers' social security numbers and use a placeholder for license holders who don't have one, which some advocates worry will make it easier to single out undocumented people.
CalMatters, Kari Johnson. CHP will be ramping up controls on state highways and roads across Riverside County beginning Thursday to catch drunk and drug-impaired drivers. It's part of the agency's annual 4th of July weekend crackdown. The statewide holiday enforcement period will begin at 6 p.m. Thursday and conclude at 11:59 p.m. Sunday. All available officers will hit the streets for targeted patrols during the four-day enforcement period. For decades, disabled people have fought for their rights to go to school and live alongside peers without disabilities. Now, they fear those rights could be losing ground under the Trump administration. Most notably, the Department of Justice recently released a guidance that lowered the barrier to institutionalizing any person with a disability. Critics argue this undermines decades of progress in integrating disabled people into schools and communities. And last month, the Education Department announced it would offload special education to the Department of Health and Human Services. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has called into question the abilities of people with autism, raising concerns about how he would oversee an agency meant to help them learn. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.